News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. There's an update on yesterday's fatal shooting at a high school in Winder, Georgia.
The 14-year-old suspect has been charged as an adult in the shooting outside Atlanta that killed four people and wounded nine. A tip came to the FBI from people in Australia and California who were concerned about comments made by a chat group user on the social media platform Discord last year. A report said that investigators ultimately did not have enough evidence for an arrest. The teen is expected to be taken to a youth detention facility. Student Laila Sayara explains what she heard and saw the day of the shooting.
And I can just see him kind of turn to the side, like what would have been my right, and you just hear gunshots. It was about 10 to 15 of them.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Former President Trump outlined his plans for the country at a speech at the New York Economic Club today. The GOP presidential nominee says his economic plan is the right one for America.
I am promising low taxes, low regulations, low energy costs, low interest rates, secure borders, low crime, and surging incomes for citizens of every race, religion, color, and creed.
Trump also promised to cut the corporate tax from 21% to 15% for companies producing in the U.S. There are 61 days till the November election. Early voting will be underway in at least four states by the end of this month, and a dozen more to follow by mid-October. The American labor market, red hot for the past few years, has cooled. The job market is now in an unusual place. Job holders are mostly secure with layoffs low. Historically speaking, yet the pace of hiring has slowed. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 219 points. This is SRN News. Another church fire in France.
This time it was the Church of the Immaculate Conception in Saint-Omer, less than an hour east of Calais. Local officials say it was arson, and the blaze destroyed much of the nearly 200-year-old building that had recently been renovated. A man who had recently been released from jail for burning another church has been arrested. France is in the midst of a rash of church burnings that have dismayed the country's dwindling community of Christians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Modern technology is helping persecuted Christians in many countries, according to International Christian Concern. Digital tech is being wielded by embattled believers for protection and support. ICC says in Iran, Christians use Signal to share testimonies on the interactive platform. In China, where religious activities are tightly monitored, WhatsApp allows for encrypted communication. In fact, digital technology is the primary tool Christians are using to get around repressive regimes. This is SRN News. Teen vaping in the U.S. has dropped to its lowest level in a decade.
That's according to new survey data. U.S. health officials say the drop in the number of teens using e-cigarettes has pushed the underage vaping rate to below 6%. They attributed the decline to fewer high school students using Elf Bar and other vapes that come in fruit and candy flavors. The drop in vaping didn't coincide with a rise in use of other products, such as nicotine pouches. Sales of small flavored pouches like Zen have surged among adults, but the survey shows their use remains rare among teens. John Scott reporting.
After months of dozens of restaurant closings and headlines about endless shrimp woes, Red Lobster is poised to soon exit from Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. A bankruptcy judge approved the seafood chain's sale to a lender group led by asset manager Fortress. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.